help us sort out why browser security is such a problem and what to do about it, we're speaking with Wolfgang Kondek, the Chief Technology Officer at Qualys. Wolfgang's a frequent speaker at security events and forums. He's also a contributor to the Laws of Vulnerability blog.
One of the things that seems to be the problem is that many of these plugins require some kind of user interaction to keep them secure. So updates go out, but then the users need to know about the update and go out and get it, or even just pay attention to the little notices that are popping up in his status bar telling them that there's an update to install. Do we need a better, more closed system for updating these components as well as the browsers themselves to really keep people secure?
Paul, I think you got that absolutely right. And I actually think the industry is reacting to that or has reacted to that. In the newer versions of, let's say, Windows 8 or under the Macintosh operating system with Lion, we see increasingly that these updates are becoming better. App stores are going to be really important in the future. They will update your system automatically and all the software. So what we're seeing on the legacy systems is that if these systems have automatic updates, they are kind of custom programmed and not with the same user interface, just like you mentioned, just different pop-ups, authentication not. Should I do this now? Why is this important? And I think as we migrate that into the operating system, we will see much better performance in terms of updates all across the board. So I think Apple's doing that with the App Store, and I think we'll see the same tendency in Windows 8.
I think there are lots of users out there who make the mental assumption, I'm using OS X or I'm using Linux or I'm not using Windows, and therefore, I don't need to be as concerned about the security of my browser or plugins because, the underlying platform is more secure. I'm guessing that that's not a correct assumption.
Let's say from an objective point of view, any computer can be attacked. So it doesn't matter whether you run Linux or if you're on a Mac or Windows. The question is, where are you most likely to get attacked? And I think in the past, we've seen that attackers have almost exclusively focused on Windows machines, probably for many reasons. Maybe it's just that the installed base makes it such a more attractive target. If you can work against millions of machines, why would you work against hundreds of thousands of machines, kind of in that spirit? And then I think last year we've seen some of the Macintosh users getting attacked as well. There was the flashback Trojan. But even though attackers have started to look at Mac system, the numbers there are still staggeringly different. I mean, we're talking about hundreds of malware samples, whereas maybe, hundreds of thousands of malware samples per day on the Windows side. So I think I would still consider it safer to be on a platform that is not quite as popular. And I would also say at the same time, it doesn't really help you against a targeted attack. So if a competent attacker has figured out, I want him to get into your company, then I think it matters not that much what platform you're running on, because those attackers will have the skills to get into any of these platforms, and they will certainly use the same mechanisms, vulnerabilities, plugins, browsers, and so on, and they just have to adapt their attack modes there.
What advice would you give both to the corporate audience, the enterprise audience, as well as the home users about first of all, awareness of browser-related threats, and then steps they can take to make sure that they are not susceptible to those types of attacks?
Oh, well, let's start with end users. Our call was initially about browser checks. You have to be aware of that the browser is actually probably the primary piece of software being attacked right now when you're out on the internet. So the best defense that you can find through that is to keep it updated and to keep it on the latest level. So that's, I guess, where a browser check comes in. So I would suggest you go once a week to browsercheck.qualys.com and you make sure that your browser is all green there. So we're working with kind of a traffic light type of signaling there. If everything's green, that's fine. If something shows up as red, then it's typically can be fixed by an update. So that's that's the thing that I would do at least once a week to make sure my browsers are okay. For organizations, actually, the same thing applies. They should be on the latest version of operating system and latest version of the browser and plugins. With the they have the additional problem that they want to make sure that nothing breaks. And that gets harder as the installation becomes bigger, as well as the visibility that you need. So if you're alone, you go to browser check, it will show you on the screen what the problem is, and you'll update it, and you will be fine and reasonably safe that way. If you have a large organization, maybe geographically spread out, it's not quite as easy. You can't just tell everybody, go to browser check or go to browser check business edition and get that information. So you need a good mechanism that gets you an excellent inventory that tells you how many machines do you have, what type are they, what operating system do they run, and what's the software that's installed on it, and what is the version of this operating system and those browsers. And if it is old, and most of them unfortunately are old and outdated, how can I get the organization to be faster in updates? And
Right, because as an enterprise user, it's really out of your hands, right? Even if you know you're vulnerable, you don't have the authority to install the latest version of Java or the latest version of Reader. That's got to come from your IT department, and it's going to be part of a company-wide push.
Exactly. So that's what the IT department has to do. I think they're aware of it. Maybe what they're not aware of is how quickly these things have to be rolled out in order to be efficient. And we... when we talk to people that do this well and that have shown a difference in their security posture, they typically talk about rolling out these patches within 7 days, with some customers that even say 3 days is what you really want to shoot for. So that means it's patch Tuesday. By Friday, these patches should really be out and installed to give you a decent amount of protection.
Right, because, I mean, one of the things we've seen particularly with the Java vulnerabilities in the past few months is that often, you know, the attacks are out there ahead of even the knowledge of the vulnerability, right? I guess the luxury of a week or month-long patch window isn't really there anymore.
I agree. I think we talked about, say, 5-6 years ago, 30 days is fine, and it's in many standards. I don't think that works anymore. Like I said, especially if an exploit comes out into publicly available tools like Metasploit, I mean, you can count on that when that happens, the attackers also have it. You should prioritize even more on those publicly available vulnerabilities and fix them as quickly as possible.
Wolfgang Kondek is the CTO for Qualys, and he was here today talking with Security Ledger about Browser Check, which is a free service that Qualys offers at browsercheck.qualys.com. And you can go there and figure out if your browser is up to date, both the browser software and the critical plugins on that browser. So, Wolfgang, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Paul, it was my pleasure. I had a good time. Thank you.
As did we. We'll have you back again.